What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 150. All right, so this is kind of a special episode. This is a milestone episode. We are at number 150, and so rather than doing a guest, I wanted to do an episode that I hope encapsulates, I think that's a word, encapsulates the entire podcast. Okay, the things that I hope this podcast stands for and represents and gets across in terms of messaging. If I could condense all the 150 episodes up to this point down to one, I hope that this is the message that gets the clarity around where I want this podcast to be, where I want it to go, and most importantly, what I want it to stand for. So make sure, this is a little bit longer of a solo episode than normal, but make sure, stick around, and then do exactly what I ask you to do. One time I'm going to ask you, do exactly what I ask you to do, because not only does your family depend on it, I believe our country depends on it, and future generations do as well. All right, everybody, I'm super excited for this one. Also, if you haven't yet, okay, I'm not going to tell you to, I'm just going to ask you to, right? I'm going to tell you to do what the podcast says. I'm going to ask you that if you're enjoying the podcast, one of the best ways that you can support the podcast, the growth of it, number one is to share it. Okay, tag me in your Instagram stories if you're liking this stuff. Guys, I don't reach more people unless you help me. I don't run ads for the show in terms of like on social media. I'm not out there trying to coerce people to listen to it. It's kind of up to you. So if you're finding value, I don't ask a whole lot of you. Buy yourself some Crosso Meats, obviously. But outside of that, just share it on social media. Tag me in your stories. Like, if you do that and you reach your audience, maybe it'll help one other person and we can just exponentially grow the show. So again, if you can, if this episode especially is of value, please tag me at primal.king on Instagram. Share it in your stories. I would love for us to be able to continue the growth. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. So this is a very special episode. This is episode number 150. Wow, crazy to think. 150 episodes in. When I very first started this podcast, I was like, it'd be kind of cool to get this out there. And then one thing led to another. Week after week, they start stacking up. More and more people start tuning in. And here we are at 150. So I actually was scheduled to have a guest on this week, but I wanted to push it back because of the fact that I wanted to do something that I hope will encapsulate the first 150 episodes. I wanted to do hopefully a topic that will kind of tie together everything that I hope that this podcast stands for, what I hope maybe this podcast provides as far as insight, maybe support, motivation, I don't know, maybe inspiration, whatever it may be. So I decided to take it this way. So to kind of set it up, I want to go back a couple of years and look, like I'm not, at least at this point, some big, huge social media influencer. I don't have a big audience. Excuse me. I don't have, the ability to reach millions and millions of people. And so I think that because of that, most of us will remain silent. We will maybe think that our voice isn't important. We will think that, you know, who even cares anyways, because I can put something out there and I'm not out speaking on stages. I don't have, you know, some type of platform where I've got millions of subscribers or viewers or engagement or anything else. So there's a couple of things though that I've really been thinking about lately with some of the events that are unfolding. And I will tell you this, I believe that it's more important right now than ever to take a stand. Okay. And that can mean take a stand in a number of different ways, a number of different topics or areas of our life, but we have to take a stand. And this first was apparent when we kind of started getting into all of the shutdowns and all the mask mandates and everything else. So I'll tell you this because personally, it can be very, very uncomfortable to take a stand, especially if that stand goes against let's say, what's popular, what's cool, what is maybe inherently believed by the masses, it is very uncomfortable. So I did a Facebook post. It was a couple of years ago when all the craziness was happening and the lockdowns first started. And I did it on my personal Facebook profile. Now, a lot of times I would stay away from that because my thought was, is that I don't want to offend anybody. And the issue can be when you start standing up for things, you'll have people that will attack you, right? And that's just par for the course, which isn't a huge deal. But what is a challenge is that when you start having maybe family members who attack you, maybe you have people that you know, you respect, and you get into some of these emotional situations with some of the stuff that's going on, and all of a sudden they come after you, and it makes you question everything. Makes you question, is it worth it? Is it worth putting that stuff out on social media? Is it worth, you know, having the discussions around your community to try to make things better? Is it worth going through any of that? Because, like, at the end of the day, with most things, you have to ask yourself, is the juice worth the squeeze? Right? I mean, if you're running a business and every year you're going further and further into debt and there's really no way out of it, at some point you probably start asking yourself, okay, this is not going the right direction. I'm working all the time. I'm doing everything I can and I can't seem to get ahead. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And so there was a particular post that I put out because, you know, and the cool thing again about having a podcast, you can go back and listen. Like when the pandemic very first started, I was a little bit nervous about it. And a big part of it had to do with some of the videos that were coming out of China, literally people like walking down the road and then just killing over dead. And, you know, you look back and you wonder how much of that was fear mongering. And, you know, I think there's a lot of psychological warfare that takes place. And so, I mean, looking back at that, I was like, okay, I probably got it wrong at the beginning, but I felt like I was pretty quick to know that the direction that we were going in wasn't going to be great in terms of shutting down businesses, people's families and everything else. And so I'd come out against it. And somebody that I like, that I've known basically my whole life, came out and was like, you know, and I don't remember it and I don't have the time to go back and look it up. You guys probably could if you really wanted to. But it was basically like, you know, all you people, all you care about is money. You know, just stay home and stay safe. And I started thinking like, you know, like when you have somebody that you know, you trust, whatever, you respect, whatever it is, saying that type of stuff to you can really make you pause and be like, okay, is it worth standing up over this stuff? Like, yes, I believe it. And yes, I feel like I've done my due diligence to somewhat speak somewhat intelligently, but is it worth it? Is it worth it to stand up? And so in this episode, what I want you to know is that yes, the answer is always going to be yes to stand up for what you believe. It will be. Because I believe right now we're being indoctrinated to not stand up. We're being indoctrinated to not do what we feel like is right. We're being indoctrinated, and this isn't just some public education thing. This is literally everywhere you look. And if you do stand up, chances are there might be an agency that raids you. You might get audited. Like, it's crazy what is happening to people who are standing up. Again, most people don't know it because most people aren't paying attention. And I understand that. But what ends up happening is that you start looking at things and you start thinking, well, is it worth standing up? Is it worth, you know, making these hard decisions? Is it worth putting my name out there, putting my opinions out there? But I want you to know that the answer is yes, because anything great in life worth having is worth fighting for. And if you look at our country and some of the freedoms that are eroding, they are worth standing up. They are worth fighting for. If you look at the business that you're trying to build, it is worth standing up. It is worth fighting for. I mean, think about how many times, like, I'll never forget, guys. Like, I used to do Instagram stories, and it was like, I will never flip the camera around on my face. I just won't do it. I'm too uncomfortable. I don't want to do that, but I'll show you some cool pictures, right? And again, I understand what I do is not for everybody, and I still probably don't put my face on Instagram very often. But the very first time I did, it was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe I just did a story showing my face. And then, like, what ends up happening, though, and I know that that might seem really silly, right? Especially if you're comfortable with it. But if you're not comfortable with doing any social media, you know, one of the most terrifying things you can do is to point the camera at your face and start talking and then post it somewhere. It is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. That's why if you go through most people's Instagram stories, you'll never see them actually talking into their phone. And now you could be somebody that's like, I just have no desire to do that. That's great. But I guarantee you that most of you listening to this, you've had something really cool, really insightful, maybe really valuable that you could share, but you're too unwilling to stand up. You're too unwilling to put yourself out there to actually provide that value. So I want you to just for a second, come down this path with me. I know not everybody listening to this is a Christian, is a believer, or any of that. But I just want for a second for you to follow this path with me. Let's say that that day comes that we die. And let's again, for the sake of this little exercise, let's assume that there is a heaven. And that let's assume again that this heaven is filled with all of these awesome people that have gone before us. Okay, so let's say you've lived your 85, 90 years, 100 years, whatever it is. You've had the opportunity to grow old. You've had the opportunity to do so many things in life, but maybe you didn't do them because you were too afraid of what people would say about you. You were too afraid of their judgments, their looks, what the peanut gallery was going to say behind your back. So you played small because you didn't want to ruffle any feathers. You didn't want to do anything that people would look at you and judge you for. So you just stayed way down low. You didn't want to talk into your camera because somebody might judge you. You didn't want to start that podcast because you might say something that somebody disagrees with, and now it gets awkward when you run into them at the grocery store, whatever it may be, okay? So you get there and you're 80, 90 years old, whatever. You've lived this full life in terms of years, and all of a sudden you're walking around in heaven and you see people like George Washington. And you see people like Martin Luther King, and you're able to go and talk to them, okay? Because again, in this little thought experiment, you have eternity. So you can go talk to everybody. You can talk to Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you can even go and talk to Jesus. Like you could talk to all of these people who literally shaped our entire reality. And you could ask them, what was it like? You know, Mr. Washington, what was it like when you led the army against the most powerful military that the earth has ever seen? What was it like, Abraham Lincoln, when you started going down the path of abolishing slavery? What was it like to Ulysses S. Grant in the Civil War? What was it like for all of these people that lived these lives that we talk about still to this day? But then what happens when someone turns to you and they say, yeah, I've told you enough about me. What about you? What'd you do with your life? And then all of a sudden you start thinking, well, I was going to build a business, but I was too worried about what people were going to say about me. I was going to start this podcast because I felt like I was really, really good at explaining business, or I was really good at explaining mindset things, or I was really, really good at, you know, football or whatever it is. Pick what it is that you're interested in. I was going to start a podcast and put my voice out there to try to impact the world, but you know, there's this one person in my family that doesn't agree with me when it comes to this. You know, there's one person that I grew up with that's still a good friend, you know, and we just disagree on this topic, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers, you know, so I just decided not to do it. Or, you know what, like, I come from a family of people who are overweight, and I always had this burning desire that in my life, I wanted to be fit. But as soon as I started working out and getting fit and eating better, everyone in my family was like, oh, what are you trying to do? Like, go be an Olympic power lifter? Huh? What are you trying to do? And so, you know, I quit doing it. I ended up dying, you know, 100 pounds overweight. My joints hurt. I had all these health issues. Like, that's the thing that really drives me, is that it's not about me. It's not about you. The reality is, if you're listening to this podcast, most likely you have the ability to impact the world in some way. It may not be the whole world. It might be you impact one person with the value that you can provide, and that one person goes and helps millions of people someday. You might be able to impact one family that raises their kids a little bit better, and their kids go out there and they create all of this really cool stuff. They start businesses. Maybe they change their financial future because of something that they heard from you or something that they read from you. But instead, we don't want to stand up. We don't want to stick out. Why is it? Well, I think a big part of it is that all the way through school, we teach our kids, sit down, shut up, and just learn. I'm the teacher. I'm going to teach you. You just sit there and you shut up and you learn. And if you want to speak, raise your hand and I'll call on you if I want to. And then we get to a job. It's like, you got a boss. You got all these people telling you what to do. Okay, I'll do whatever. I just want to get up the corporate ladder, right? Oh, you want me to miss, you want me to miss my kids' games on Saturday so I can come in and get one rung higher on the ladder? I'll do it. And so it's like we're raising these people that are just stuck in this rat race forever. And it's like, whatever you do, don't think out of the box. Don't get out of line. Don't stand up. Whatever you do, just sit there, shut up, bury your head in the sand, watch a bunch of Netflix series, and you'll have this perfect little life. But is that true? And I would ask you, is that true for you right now? If you're not willing to stand up, how is that working? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel like you have purpose? Do you feel like you're accomplishing everything you can so that when you get to the end of life, and again, let's assume that you die and you go to heaven and you're seeing all of these magical people. I mean, hell, like, think about it. Like, one of the things that drives me is, like, I grew up around some of the most awesome people that went before me. My great-grandpa, my great-grandma, we live in their house now, right? And they're the ones that built our ranch up to 23,000 acres at one point. I mean, that is a massive ranch. Obviously, over the years, like, from generation to generation, that's whittled way down. But I would love to have the conversation with my great-grandpa and be like, how did you do it? How did you grow into this massive, massive ranch? And then I would also, at the end of that, if he says, well, what did you do to take what we started and take it to the next level? Whether that's with CrossO Meats or whether that's with just the exposure of people knowing where we're at and what we do and all of that. And I would love to be able to, like, you know what? Here's what I did. But what I don't want to do is have him ask me that question someday and have me be like, you know, we were going to build this crazy meat business and we were going to do this podcast that hopefully was going to reach people. And we were going to do maybe at some point like a mastermind that could really help people at an intimate level. But I was so worried about what someone was going to say. I was so worried that when I walked into a room, someone was going to be like, there's a guy that has a Primal King podcast. Ha ha. Right. I was so worried about that I didn't do it. I mean, think about that for a second. How ridiculous that sounds. That you have the opportunity potentially to, at the end of your life, to go and meet all of these people that have literally changed the world. And now I get it. Not all of us want to do what George Washington did. Not all of us want to do maybe what Martin Luther King Jr. did. Maybe not all of us want to go and meet Steve Jobs and talk to him about how he started Apple. I get it. That's not in all of our cards. But I do believe that every one of us have our own gifts, our own potential, our own talents, our own just... Like we have this purpose that is there for each and every one of us. And if you're not very, very careful, that will be beaten out of you. And too many of us are allowing that to be beaten out of us. I firmly believe that too many of us are too scared all the time. Most of you probably don't even know this. I started a podcast a few years ago and I had a little adversity and I gave up. Now, if I would have never started this podcast, I would always look back at that first podcast and be like, you know what? Like, I had something there. Like, I always wanted to do a podcast, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. I couldn't, you know, like, when my podcast went away, I blamed it on the fact that I was having somebody do it for me, and that person just ghosted me. And all of a sudden, like, episodes weren't being uploaded and all of that. And so I was like, well, you know, I was going to do it, but the guy I was doing it flaked out, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, I had all the excuses, just like you have all the excuses. I was going to post something on social media, but, you know, my mom might get mad at me, or my dad might get mad at me, or my friends, they might wonder what I'm doing. I hope that each and every one of you get to a point in your life to where none of that stuff matters nearly as much as what it actually, where you understand it doesn't matter nearly as much as what you think it does. In fact, most people, they don't care about you at all. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but most people aren't going to judge you nearly as much as you think. You will have some, which will make you think that everybody's judging you, but it won't be nearly as much as you'd like. But what will also happen on the other side of that is that you'll get people that'll reach out to you and say, you know what? You've changed my life. You coaching my kids changed my kids' life. You doing a podcast gave me the insight or the clarity or the motivation or inspiration to go and do the thing I always wanted to do. You know, you writing that book that you always wanted to write, it changed my life. Maybe you sell 10 copies and maybe it changes one person's life. Like, at that point, you have fulfillment because you've done something bigger than yourself. You've done something more important than just getting by and paying the bills, right? And again, if you want to be a job person your whole life, fine. I'm not here to tell you any different. I'm not a job person, right? That's okay. Maybe you are. But don't sell yourself short. Don't forget that you've got to stand up. I mean, guys, we're going through some crazy stuff right now. And like as a country, I believe like crazy stuff politically, especially. And I believe like one of the reasons why so much of this stuff happens is because people aren't willing to stand up. It could be, again, it could be as simple as a Facebook post just to let people know that they're not alone. What's crazy to me is that so many people who have more of these traditional values, right? Call them conservative values if you want. I don't know that I love that, but like just more like, hey, I love my country. I love my family. I love my God. Like all of those things. You are the majority, but you would not know that because most of the majority has been tricked into thinking, be the silent majority. How's that working for us? The silent majority is getting crushed right now because they're silent. Not enough people understand that they're not alone. One of the things that made me understand that more than anything was I did a post on Crosso Meats here recently. And I've never really had a post go like super viral before like this did. And it's reached like 750,000 people, which is like, you know, 730,000 more people than what we ever reach with these posts. And why was it? Because essentially what we were doing was taking a stand saying that, hey, it's okay for you to support ranchers. It's okay to have like these traditional views in certain areas. And the fact that we added, you know, kind of a little bit of an anti-Liz Cheney dig in there, I think helps as well, because apparently nobody on any side of the political spectrum likes her. So I think that helps too. But what it reaffirmed is that when you put a message out there that people resonate with and that a lot of the people actually agree with, but really too many of us aren't willing to stand up for that, people love it. They're inspired by it, right? But if you don't do that, then no one knows you exist. No one knows that you have all of this value you could give. So what you'll do is you'll silently go through your life. You'll get to the end of your life. You'll go up to heaven and you'll say, hey, I was a faithful servant, but I reached a 1 out of 10 on my potential. You know, I had 9 spots. I could have went harder. I could have helped more people. I could have stood up for the things that I believe in that would have maybe helped other people stand up for the things that they believe in. But instead I played at a 1. And that is something that absolutely I'm terrified of. In fact, I heard something the other day and I can't remember who said it, but they basically said that losers will do nothing and think that they've done enough. Winners will do everything and still feel like they haven't done enough. And there's one thing that I know, and I'm not even just sitting here saying I'm a winner, baby, right? But it's more about the fact that that's the way I feel. You know, I look back and I was like, I feel like we've done quite a bit around here. You know, with moving back to the ranch and the fixing up and the growing the businesses and everything else. But I still feel like, man, I'm not doing enough. Like, I'm just not doing enough. I've got to do more. I've got to reach more people. I've got to impact more people. Don't be the loser who does nothing and you get to the end of your life and you're like, I did enough. No, like, there's more to it than that. Like, play at a 10. Don't be at a 1. Don't be at a 2. Don't be at a 3. I feel like right now I'm at a 3 and it drives me nuts. And some other people, some of you guys might look at us and be like, yeah, but you're doing this and this and this. Like, you're out of 10, man. No, I'm not even close to a 10. But I'm always going to feel like I'm not at a 10. And that's the key. Stand up. Go for the things you want to do. Right? Like, again, take this micro and macro aspect of your life because I believe it's so important. When you get to be 90 years old and you look back, what you don't want to do is to have those regrets saying that I played at a 2 out of 10 when I wanted to be a 10. I had the motivation. I was listening to Tony Robbins every day. I had all this in me and then I just didn't do it because somebody might say something mean about me on social media. Somebody, when I go to the grocery store, might say, hey, you know, I don't agree with your thoughts. Okay, cool. We can disagree. I got a really good friend of mine. We disagree on almost everything politically. And guess what? We're still really good friends. I can give my opinion. I can stand up for what I believe in. And so can he. And that's the important thing. Stand up. Don't be silent. Don't go through this life and wish that you're going to look, you know, that someday you would have done more. There's a lot on the line. Your family, maybe your business, potentially our country. We've got to stand up. You've got to stand up. I've got to stand up even taller. So go out there, stand up, live the example that you want to set. And from there, we'll be all right. All right, everybody. 150 episodes in. This has been freaking awesome. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Talk to y'all next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content
then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.